Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkolim Daf Yotef. We begin in the beginning of the seventh perek, perek Moif Shenimsu. So the Mishnah Moif Shenimsu ben Hashkolim Lenadova, Kov Leshkolim Yiplu Leshkolim, Lenadova Yiplu Lenadova, Mechse Lemechse Yiplu Lenadova. The Mishnah says that if coins were found between the Shkolim box and the Nadova, which is the pledges box, if they're closer to the Shkolim box, they fall under Shkolim. If closer to the Nadova box, then they fall under Nadova. If halfway, they fall under Nadova. Ben Eitzim Lelevoina, Kav Leitzim Yipul Leitzim, Lelevoina Yipul Lelevoina, Mechse Lemechse Yipul Lelevoina. If coins were found between the wood and frankincense boxes, if closer to the wood, they fall under wood. If closer to the frankincense, they fall under frankincense. If halfway, they fall under frankincense. Ben kinim legoiz le'oila, kav lekinim yiplu lekinim, kav legoiz le'oila, yiplu legoiz le'oila, mechse lemechse, yiplu legoiz le'oila. If coins are found between the nests and the oila pigeon boxes, if closer to the nests, they fall under the nests. If closer to the oila pigeons, they fall under the oila pigeons. If halfway, they fall under oila pigeons. Ben chulin lemasa sheni, kav lechulin, yiplu lechulin, lemasa sheni, yiplu lemasa sheni, mechse lemechse, yiplu lemasa sheni. If coins are found between chulin and masa sheni funds, if closer to the chulin, they fall under chulin. If closer to the masa sheni, they fall under masa sheni. If halfway, they fall under masa sheni. Ze aklal, holkin acha akoiv lakel, mechse lemechse lachme. The general rule is that we follow the closer one if it's coming out lenient, but if it's halfway, then we are stringent. The Gemara says, Lo hutzecha deloi ben shkolim lekinim. The Gemara asks, well, why did the Mishnah not instead mention finding coins between the boxes of shkolim and nests? Surely those two boxes were adjacent to each other, rather than shkolim and nadava, which were not. Rabbi Avun b'shem Pinchas kamin buchleya hayu oyasuyim. Rabbi Avun, quoting Rabbi Pinchas, answered that the boxes were arranged in a circle. Therefore, the first one listed, which is shkolim, and the last one listed, nadava, were also adjacent. Mechse lemechse yiplu nadava. It should now say ifte by meimer shema yiplu l'shiyari halishka. The Mishnah taught that if found halfway, the coins fall under nadava. Some say that perhaps they will fall to the remainder of the lishka, means funds left in the lishka after the boxes were withdrawn. Ifte by meimer mechse lemechse kami shemes, and some say that the halfway is comparable to one who died, whose shekel goes to nadava. Am Rabbi Yasa ada ana taman shamis kol of Yehuda shal shmul hifrish shikla yomes. Rabbi Yasa says, while I was still there in Bavel, I heard the voice of Yehuda asking Shmuel, if a person separated a shekel and died, what's the law? Amale yiplu nadava. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, it falls under nadava. They should say asiris ha'efa shalai. The Gemara asked, what should be done with excess funds of the Kohen Gadol's tenth of an efa? Rabbi Yochanan omer, omer yolicham liyam ha'melech. Rabbi Yochanan says that they're taken and thrown into the Dead Sea. Rabbi Elazar omer yiplu nadava, and Rabbi Elazar says they fall under nadava. The kasha, v'yesh chatas kreiva oila. The Gemara asks, well, can a chatas be bought as an oila? In the case of coins found halfway between nests and oila pigeons, how can you use them as oila offerings when one of the pair in a nest is a chatas? Chizkia, say b'shem b'shem ben Lakish, Tanai based in hu ala moisois shiyukavu oilais. Chizkia, quoting b'shem ben Lakish, answered that it's a stipulation of based in that excess will be bought as oilais. Ha'isha ha'zois b'meh hi mizkaberes. The Gemara asks, how then does the woman atone? Am Rabbi Yitzhak Tanai based in hu ha'mesapik ha'kinim hu mesapik ha'psulois. Rabbi Yitzhak answered that it's a stipulation of based in that the one who supplies the nests, means the bird sellers, must also supply replacements for those that became pasul. La'itzucha deloi ben etchisei ben kinim la'itzim ben levoina le'zav le'kapoyuth. The Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah not also discuss the other possible cases of coins found between the boxes of monies, of nests and wood, and between the frankincense and the gold for the pans. Betanifa besifa ze'aklal holchin achad kov mechza lemechza lahachmer. And the Gemara answers that it was included within the general rule that we follow the closer one, and when it's halfway, we are stringent. And we come now to the next Mishnah, halacha base. Mo'if shenimsu lifnei seichwe behema le'olam maaseh over ha'abayis chulin. The Mishnah says that coins found in front of the animal merchants are always considered to be maaseh behema, and on ha'abayis, the Temple Mount, they are considered to be chulin. Of Yerushalayim, b'sha'a kol yemois hashana chulin v'sha'as ha'regel ha'kol maaseh. And if found in Yerushalayim, throughout the year they are chulin, on the festivals they are all maaseh. Basa shenimsa ba'azor, evoim oilois v'chatichois chatois. If meat is found in the azor, the temple courtyard, if you found limbs, they are oilois. If they are pieces, they are chatas offerings. Uv Yerushalayim zivchei shlomim. And if found in Yerushalayim, they are considered to be shlomim. Zeve veze tover tzurosai v'yetzul beis ha'sreifa. Either way, they must be left for their form to change, meaning they are left until they pass their time limit for eating, and they become noisel, and then they can be taken to the place of burning. Nimsa begvulim, evoim, nevelois, vechatichois, mutois, veshaas aregel, shabasam ruba, af evoim, mutois. If found outside of Yerushalayim, then if their limbs, they are from carcasses, cut pieces are permitted, and at the time of the festival, when meat is in abundance, even limbs are permitted. And the Gemara says, Loi sucha deloi b'harabayis kodesh. The Gemara asks that, why did the Mishnah not say that coins found on harabayis are kodesh, as they probably came from the Lishka? Rabbi Abba b'b'chir b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, chazaka she'ena koin moitzi min ha'lishka, mois atu mechalalam al ha'behemer. Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, explained that there is an assumption that a kohen would not take any coins out of the lishka without first transferring its kedusha onto an animal, meaning by using it to buy an animal as a communal sacrifice. Basa shenimsa chule. The Mishnah taught that meat that's found in the azor, if he found limbs, they are oilos; if they are pieces, they are chatas offerings. Rabbi Loza b'shem Rabbi Hoshea hisiach daras ton ibutzur. Rabbi Loza, quoting Rabbi Hoshea, said that if he took his attention away from it, he must be left for its form to change and become noisa. And Rabbi Hoshea masnitzin amakein to uba tzurasa v'yesel v'esa sefer. And Rabbi Hoshea brings a support from our Mishnah. It says there that it must be left to its form to change, and then it can be taken to the place of burning. And Rabbi Yossi v'yeus la'ochlai einat yachol sheminis kalkel tzurasa. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Is this correct? Rather, you cannot eat it as perhaps its form had changed and it had become noisa already. You also cannot burn it as perhaps it's not yet noisa. Therefore, you have to leave it for its form to change and then take it out to the place of burning. Nimsa begrulim hule. The Mishnah taught that if found outside Yerushalayim, if their limbs, they are from carcasses, cut pieces are permitted. Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina Evam nevelos loikin aleihem mishum nevela. Of course, we are quoting Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Hanina said that the limbs are ruled to certainly be nevelos, carcasses, and one who eats them receives lashes for this prohibition. Masnisa on McCain, Evam nevelos vachatichos matois, hatichos matois le mamish uda kavasar, Evam nevelos loikin aleihem mishum nevela. And we bring a support that the Mishnah taught that if they are limbs, they are nevelos, and if they are cut pieces, then they are permitted. Does that not mean that they may actually be eaten? And similarly, the Mishnah is ruling that limbs are certain nevelos, and one who eats them receives lashes. Rabbi Krispa b'shem Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina imhayu makavoizos mutaris. Rabbi Krispa, quoting Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, said, if they are strung together, they are permitted, as only kosher meat is strung together. Teisha chanoyos meichoiz basa nevela v'achas meicheres basa shechuta nizchal faloi. If 9 stores sell nevela meat and 1 sells slaughtered meat, if a person is confused as to where he bought a certain piece of meat, he must be concerned that he bought the non-kosher meat. Ulanim says holkanacha reiv. If he found the meat, though, we follow the majority. Teisha chaluyos meichoiz basa shchuta v'achas meicheres basa nevela nischal faloi choishesh. If 9 stores sell slaughtered meat and 1 sells nevela meat, If a person is confused, we are concerned that it's not kosher. If he found the meat, we follow the majority. Rabbi Yochanan says that meat found in the hands of a non-Jew is as if it was found in a public place, and we follow the majority. Rabbi Blaza by Rabbi Chagai was supporting Rabbi Mana. He saw a certain Aramean chop a piece of meat from his horse and give it to his son. Amalei hadar hida Amar Rabbi Yochanan hanimsa biyad goy kenimsa bepartye. Rabbi Blaza said to Rabbi Mana, was Rabbi Yochanan speaking about such a case? Amalei kein Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi behen shiro oisa yotzim mekulin shel Yisrael. Rabbi Mana said back to Rabbi Blaza that Rabbi Yosi said that it's only when he saw the non-Jew leaving the Jewish butchers. Chad bar nash pitzipoyrin azel by mizvun kubed min tavcha v'lo yaev lei amar chad remai v'aisi lei. A certain person in Sipoyrin went to buy meat from a butcher, but he wouldn't give him any. He asked a Roman to buy there for him, and he brought it to the person. Amalei lo nisvis al kochei. The Jew said to the butcher, did I not take it against your will? Amalei v'lav basa de nevei lo yaves lei. And the butcher said back to the Jew, well, and did I not give him nevela meat? V'biyumi b'shem Rabbi Chanina, masa b'olifnei Rebbe v'omar lekula mina mesa makula nisipoyrin. Rabbi Yumia, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that this story came before Rebbe, and he said that he cannot prohibit all of the meat market in Sipoyrin, meaning that we do not believe the butcher.